仙台
外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台観光国際協会センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4カ国語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はニュージーランド出身のペイジと
アメリカ出身のタイラーと
イタリア出身のエレナです。
今月のテーマは日本語の方言ダジャレとことわざです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。 Welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean and Easy Japanese. My name is Paige and I'm from New Zealand.
My name is Tyler and I'm from America.
And my name is Elena and I'm from Italy.
This month's topic is Japanese dialects, wordplay and proverbs. In general, when learning a language, you mostly only learn the standard language that's written in textbooks. But when you're living in Japan, and if you live outside of areas where the standard language is the norm, you'll find that you'll run into many colorful and fun dialects. Especially in regional areas, you might notice that elderly people or those raised in more rural areas have very strong dialects, and it's difficult to understand them if you've never heard such vocabulary before. So today, we'd like to share some local words that you're likely to hear in and around Sendai and Miyagi, and we'll even throw in some wordplay and proverbs into the mix. So let's get into the first topic, which is dialects. Have you heard any of the Sendai dialects before, Elena?
I have a menkoi, which means cute in Sendai, but in Sendai dialect.
Sendai has some kind of interesting words, especially like nda at the start of a sentence to express that what someone is saying is exactly how it feels. And dabe is one maybe you hear a lot around, especially in like Matsushima, you hear like a lot of people speaking. There's like a lot of things that come at like the end of sentences. Mm-hmm. How about you, Tyler?
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned Matsushima actually, especially since a lot of tourists who go there, both from inside of Japan and outside of Japan. When you see tour guides, for instance, I know when you go on some of the tour boats that they have there, the tour guides there really do like to kind of ham it up and really try to show this wonderful Sendai Miyagi dialect. And just like you said, they do like to use the word nda or dacha. You see, you hear dacha quite a bit when they're saying their sentences, which kind of is like an emphasizing word that they put at the end of their sentence. One time I was there with my family and I was trying to translate for them so that they could understand what the tour guide was saying. And obviously it was a little bit difficult to use all the dialects, but it was an interesting experience whenever you go to these places and they really do try to show you and let you hear the dialect. Even if you're a foreigner, it might be a little bit difficult, obviously, but it is good to kind of hear that, kind of the flavor, the different colors of the language. It is certainly a very interesting experience in Japan.
How about in Italy? Are there any dialects?
Yeah, in Italy, actually, there are a lot of dialects because Italy was divided into different states before were united, so probably the standard language is from Florence, but in Rome and especially in Napoli, there are a kind of language than a dialect. So probably people from different cities of Italy cannot understand people from Napoli.
Oh, really?
Yeah, kind of a language. So, but my dialect actually is a bit different from that of Rome. Like in the middle from Florence and Rome dialect.
That's really interesting that in English we don't really have a lot of differences within a country. It's more of like how you say things, more of like accents. Accents tend to change, but the standard language is kind of pretty similar, but it only changes when you go to different countries like Australia and New Zealand. We sound kind of similar, but we have different words.
Japan is probably about the size of the state of California, as far as surface area is in America. And even though it's rather small, each and every single section of Japan, every single prefecture has its own special kind of words and its dialects. And these have been kind of generated. They've been created and passed down through generations over quite a few hundred, maybe a thousand years or so. And so they really do have kind of a deep-rooted grasp in the language. And unfortunately, in America, since it's rather a new country, and English is, at least modern English is a relatively new thing, A lot of people, just because they grew up on television and America has always been sort of connected either through radio or telegraph and these sorts of things, we don't really have these sort of sectionalized different sorts of dialects and ways of talking. For better or for worse, it's kind of been homogenized, so everyone can understand each other very well. But other than maybe like kind of a New York accent or a Southern accent, California, Val Girl sort of thing, I couldn't say that there's ever a point where you just can't understand anybody at all. They'd have to be trying very hard to make sure that you can't understand them. So like you said, in Florence, for instance, where they have a different language, there's nothing really quite like that.
Specifically from Sendai is Ohayo Kutsushita, good morning socks. So that means that your toe is poking out of your socks, or you have a hole in your socks, which I think is quite cute.
I will have to remember that, it's pretty good. Especially as a foreigner, when you use these types of words like the menkoi or dapja or izui, you get a lot of points in Japanese. Every single time you say it, people are so surprised and they really seem happy. So even if you can learn just one or two, people will think that you are a Japanese master.
Yes.
So I would recommend, if you're interested in impressing the local population, please remember at least a few of the words.
How about some other interesting Japanese dialects? I know within Japan, Kansai is notorious with humor. Are you familiar with any other dialects?
Not so much, but I know that especially in Osaka, there is a particular dialect, and also in Kyoto. To say thank you, they use okini, means arigato.
I've noticed that whenever I go to Osaka or Kyoto, it's never arigato, it's always maido, okini. You don't really hear maido too much in Sendai, which is quite interesting. Another couple of interesting Kansai dialect words that you'll probably hear maybe through TV or even like on the internet is like, nande yanen? What on earth? Like, what are you talking about? Sometimes like take entire syllables out, so instead of omoshiroi, it's omoroi, or chigao is just chao, and you often hear people saying chao, 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 chao.
I get it. What's really nice about people from Kansai is that they don't try to hide their accent or their dialect at all. People from Kansai and Osaka, they're just more proud, I guess, of the fact that they come from the location. Sometimes when you talk to people from other areas, they try to hide their dialect a little bit, they try to make it more Tokyoite, I guess, in order to try to fit in. But whenever I've met somebody from Kansai, they always make darn sure that you know they're from Kansai. And so it's a very good learning experience to learn at least a few of these.
There are also many ways to say thank you in different dialects. And before, Elena said that we have okini in Kansai, and in Miyagi, maybe you might hear arigato gozariasu. Instead of gozaimasu, it's gozariasu, which is quite interesting. And in Totori, they have dandan. And Fukui is okini. Next, we have some wordplay and proverbs. So every country kind of has subtle plays on words, and in Japan, this is done through homonymic puns. Iruka wa iruka. Is there a dolphin in here?
Or ikura ikura desu ka?
Ah, yes. How much is the salmon roe?
Yeah, there are some good ones, like, you know, me ni irete mo itakunai gurai ni kawaii. So even if you put something or a person in your eye, they're so cute it doesn't hurt. And it's like you translate like that and it sounds really strange, but it's just essentially the gist of the expression is that these people are just so cute, no matter what they do, they essentially can't do any wrong, they can't hurt you. And it's just, no matter what happens, they're just too cute, doesn't matter, and I just love it. And it's not very easy to translate, but, you know, I have heard of this.
Another one that I like, because I love cats, is neko no te mo karitai, when you're so busy that even a cat would be helpful to you, like the help from a cat would be helpful. Or saru mo ki kara ochiru, so even monkeys fall from trees, which is, I think, a really great saying to kind of help people to get back on the horse. To get back on the horse, which is like an English saying, to go back on track and keep moving on.
Yeah, keep on, you know, not really worry about your mistakes, that's a good one. Another one, which is, I think is pretty good for Japanese culture, is terukui wa utareru, which means the kind of the nail that sticks out is hammered down. And I think it has a lot to do with kind of the cookie cutter sort of salaryman culture, especially during in the mornings. I'm sure everyone is seeing the people in dark pants and white shirts walking around, and everyone kind of has to have their own little role that they have to play. And sometimes it's kind of hard to stick out, be unique in Japanese culture. And that phrase, which kind of says people who stick out get hammered down, is kind of indicative. It kind of shows, speaks a lot. It speaks a lot about Japanese culture.
It's very similar in New Zealand. We have a similar thing, which is tall poppy syndrome, which is where the tallest poppy gets cut down. Mm-hmm. So anyone who sticks out as being extraordinarily smart, or I don't know, it's just a way to pull people down. Especially, it happens a lot amongst children. So you sort of, you know, pull them down to everyone else's level. Like no one is allowed to be smarter than someone else. Or,
yeah, being like a goody two shoes or something, acting too smart or too. We have that in America too. Yeah. For sure.
How about in Italian? Are there any interesting sayings that you have?
Yeah, in Italy there are a lot of saying, especially that come from Latin, like. Mens sana in corpore sano, which means health mentality in healthy body, and also de gustibus non discutandum est, which means we cannot judge about other tastes.
I would imagine Italy has a very long, long history, so there must be a lot of sayings that come from thousands of years.
Many from the Roma culture, and then also from Christian culture.
Last, I'd like to share a few English sayings that maybe our listeners have heard of. So, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Another popular one around when you're a child to hear is an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
There is the same in Italy.
Oh, really?
In una mela al giorno toglie il medico di torno.
I always thought it was came from like America. I don't know why.
That's what I thought I heard too, but I don't know. Americans like to think it everything America. So.
It's interesting that even in Italy, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, it is.
And another, a fish out of water, so to be sort of out of place, or a no-brainer, is something that doesn't require your brain to think, like, it's a no-brainer that she went to Japan. She loves Japanese culture so much, it's of course she would go. Or to cost an arm and a leg is to be very, very so expensive that you'd have to sell an arm and a leg.
In Italy, we say it is so expensive that we have to sell a hide. It costs a hide in your...
So I think maybe English has, because it's a combination of a lot of different languages, I think we definitely take some, we take some things and then add our own little spice to it as well.
Absolutely.
And now for notices from Sentia. When a disaster comes, there may be power outages and water may stop. Make sure to have a stockpile of canned goods, water, and other foods with long shelf life, just in case of an emergency. When there are power outages, it's a good idea to have batteries, a portable crank radio, and torches prepared. Make sure you have your evacuation route organized in advance from your workplace or home. Buses and train services may be terminated. Make sure to check online to see if you can get home. That's all we have for today. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in again next time.